producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, my little adorable, this is 855-993-7567. Now, you guys are going to think I made this up, but Manny is here as my witness to say I did not. Today is National Chocolate Day. Right? I didn't
make
it up.
It's not made up. It's not made up. No,
it's not at all. Honest to goodness, bona fide, don't even mess with me holiday. All right, so there you go. I said, how come it's not on my birthday? But Manny and I figured out between the two of us, I already have enough chocolate on my birthday.
Well, you know, it could be. Maybe National Chocolate Day is kind of like Thanksgiving, where it's in October, but it's a different day in October every year. I mean,
but
maybe
Thanksgiving
falls on your
is always on Thursday. It'd have to be like Christmas.
Yeah, but the day, you know, the date is different for Thanksgiving every year. So maybe, you know, it might
All
be.
Right.
Maybe it'll be your birthday next year.
All right.
Maybe
and
it
you
has
know,
been your birthday before.
I'll have to check it out from now on. It always, whether it wants to be or not, it is. I got two, count them, two big old chocolate cakes. Chocolate mousse cakes, you know, with the dark chocolate, like the gooey frosting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So my freezer is full of, it turns out that chocolate cake is even more delicious sometimes when it's frozen.
Oh, I like eating any kind of chocolate, anything that when it's frozen. Like
I agree.
I like to when I have a candy bar, whether it's a Crunch bar or Three Musketeers or something, you know, Milky Way.
Well, Snickerdoodles. That's what Snickers. That's what people freeze Snickers.
Yeah, I like to put. I can't eat Snickers obviously because of the peanuts that are.
Peanuts,
but,
yeah.
But
well, you can. But then we get to watch you as the entertainment as you blow up. So
yeah,
not a good idea.
That wouldn't be a pretty look. But yeah, I like to. You know, if I have a candy bar, I like to throw it in the freezer for you know maybe a half hour or so before I eat it and kind of.
Well, these
are that cold taste.
Yeah, and there's something really delicious as the chocolate melts in your mouth too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So and I had two huge chocolate cakes, chocolate mousse cakes, delicious. And there's also something about, you know, I realize in some ways I'm kind of one of those all or nothing kind of people.
Yeah.
In that if I have a huge cake there, I know I can't eat the whole thing because I'll get dreadfully ill. But I'll probably have like one and a half pieces, which is at least a half a piece too much. Where if it's in the freezer and I know that I can have it whenever I want and it will taste just as delicious, it's not going to get stale, then I can moderate my behavior a little bit more. And actually, I had no chocolate yesterday. I know. Please, the applause is deafening. Because I had so much before, I thought I was going to be sick. All right, so at any rate, it is National Chocolate Day. Yay! It's also it was a full moon, not yesterday, the day before. And Manny checked it out. We tied the World Series record for longest game.
Yep.
One was 10 years ago, and one was in, what, 1916 or something?
1916, the Red Sox and the Brooklyn Dodgers.
And I said, well, that's not fair because time was different then. Well, the bats were different then, at least. Okay, Christopher Columbus discovered Cuba on his first voyage to the New World. Hi, Cuba was not that far. I don't know what took him so long because, you know, it basically took him 2 weeks. In 1538, the first university in the New World, in present-day Dominican Republic, the University Santo Tomas de Aquino, is established, which means the Jesuits, right? Thomas Aquinas?
I think so.
You know, when I was in Israel, I went to Capernaum, which is where the Jesuits were founded. Pretty cool. In 1886, in New York Harbor, President Grover Cleveland dedicates a Statue of Liberty. The first ticker tape parade takes place in New York City when office workers spontaneously throw ticker tape into the streets as the statue is dedicated. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness they didn't throw toilet paper. I mean, it could have been much worse. The actual... People do throw toilet paper, actually. I've been to a couple ticker tape parades. One with the football team when they won, with the Giants. I've done with the women's soccer team. And people throw everything. They'll throw shredded up... They'll throw ticker tape, which I think doesn't really exist anymore, but they'll throw confetti, which is from the... paper shredders, but they'll throw toilet paper. It's a mess. It's kind of fun, though. And some of those buildings are pretty high, and it's kind of... The Broadway theaters are now, like at the end of Trip of Love, the confetti comes down from the ceiling. I there's something festive about it. I kind of like it. And you're picking it out of your clothes for a couple of weeks. In 1919, the U.S. Congress passes the Volstead Act over President Woodrow Wilson's veto, paving the way for prohibition to begin the following January. And a lot of people think the Volstead Act is what gave the mafia its foothold in the United States, because it prohibited things that people wanted to do. So people just made bathtub gin, and they had speakeasies. And there are a bunch of restaurants around here where the older ones, that they actually, there's a fake door that you go downstairs into the speakeasy. Trying to outlaw things that people want, not a very good act. In 1965, construction of the St. Louis Arch is completed. So there you go. Where's Missouri when we need it?
Mm-hmm.
In 2009, NASA successfully launches the Ares 9 missile, the only rocket launch for its later canceled Constellation program. Did you even know about the Constellation program?
I knew nothing about it, no.
Me neither. It's one of those things that, you know, that's why we like trivia. All right, this is an irritating story as far as I'm concerned. Dogs can now legally dine at New York restaurants. You know, I was at a very fancy restaurant, and this woman came in with this little yappy dog, and she called it a service animal. This animal was no more a service animal than I'm Tinkerbell. And there's something about having a dog in a restaurant. It's one thing if it's outdoor and you're outdoor dining and you put the water down for the dog or whatever. But the governor actually signed the Dining with Dogs bill on Tuesday, permitting restaurants to allow dogs to accompany their owners in outdoor dining areas. Takes effect immediately, and restaurants can decide whether or not they'll open the patio area to dogs. Taking the whole family out to dinner takes on a new meaning now that my bill has become law. They can cash in all the doting dog owners throughout our state who had previously stayed home with their pup. The building I live in had a yappy hour about a month ago. They've had two of them where people bring their dogs. Well, the thing that I would say about happy hours is people can certainly behave badly, but they seldom poop on the floor. You know, I don't know. We should put this up on Facebook, right? Except we have to ask it in a way that can't be yes or no. That how do you feel about animals dining at restaurants with people? Let's just put it up that way. You can't. We never ask questions that can be answered yes or no, because people will say yes or no, which is a really boring way to run a program. So we'll put that up. Are you okay about that? I mean, outdoors is one thing. I mean, I'm mindless about outdoors. This person in a very fancy restaurant at brunch on Sunday had this little yappy dog, which, of course, never stopped barking.
Yeah.
And I find that offensive.
Yeah, I guess.
It's outside.
I guess I don't have a problem with the bill being signed into law. I think if you're going to bring your dog to a restaurant, whatever restaurant it may be, it just needs to be a dog that's well under control. I mean, it can't be a dog that's going to be, you know.
Yeah, I hear.
You know, barking.
Although we probably said the same thing about kids as well.
Well, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know.
Well, exactly. I I have no trouble with the real service dogs, the German Shepherds. And as I said, I had a service dog who sat on my feet the whole time on a plane, and I still didn't have any problem with it. It was a very well-behaved animal,
yeah.
And it was clearly a service animal. This one was clearly not a service animal, and it was noisy and unpleasant.
Well,
and
you got to make sure the dog is, you know, for lack of a term, potty trained. You know,
well, I mean, these ones, as I said, the yappy hour, and I was really somewhat offended by it. Said, you know, why don't you have something for animals that are
because I don't think too many people. So I don't think too many people will take kindly to being at a restaurant and eating their dinner, and they look over and there's a dog, you know, not properly trained, just deciding to go to the bathroom on the floor. You know,
I mean, well, these. I mean, the only saving grace about this, which it is a saving grace as far as I'm concerned, is it's outdoor dining. But still,
yeah.
And soon it's going to be not warm enough for people to be outdoor dining. The other thing is, I've seen dogs tied up in restaurants, which I thought it was just really unfair to the dog. What can I tell you? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. I misquoted the statistic, Jen. I got the 48.8% right of kids living with their parents, but it's up to 25-year-olds. I thought it was just a 23. That's half, essentially. Of all 25-year-olds are still living with their parents. Were you living with your folks when you were 25?
2009.
Close,
no,
huh?
No, I wasn't.
You know, I was one of those kids who left at 16 and never went back. What can I tell you? All righty. You know, we haven't, and the drone stories are just getting scarier and scarier. There was a guy who shot a drone, and the judge said that was okay because it was invading his privacy. Walmart, we had a story yesterday about Walmart using drones to make deliveries. There's also a drone that was carrying, this story that scares the living daylights on me. A drone carrying mobile phones, drugs, a hacksaw blade, and other materials dangling in a bundle from a fishing line crashed at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary. What's the point about being stupid unless you can show it? All right, your very own drone. All righty, so let's. How about an email? Hopefully they're having nothing to do with drones.
This email here doesn't have anything to do
with good.
Drones.
Oh, good. I feel much better already.
This one is from Susan, and Susan says, "Dear Dr. Joy, what advice do you have to enhance relationships? My boyfriend of 2 years and I do not have an intimate relationship. Sex is relatively impersonal. I have discussed this in
impersonal or infrequent."
She says impersonal.
Yeah,
she says it's relatively impersonal.
Okay.
I have discussed this and asked for more intimacy, given ideas for touching each other, et cetera, mm-hmm. But no changes. I feel that I'm doing more than I can get back. Suggestions.
Okay, well, you're asking a bunch of questions all under the umbrella of intimacy. So let me go back and see how many of them I can hit for you. First of all, the bad news, and I think it is kind of upsetting news, is the study, although it's a little bit outdated, to be quite honest, because there are more people living together without benefit of marriage now than ever before since people have been keeping track. The study that I'm referring to was done in Sweden, which is admittedly a somewhat different society with different rules. But what they said was that people who had been living together for 5 years or more had a greater than average divorce rate once they finally got married. And I'd always interpreted this in two different ways. One is that after 5 years, if you're getting married, they're basically one of a limited number of reasons to get married at that moment, right? Either pressure from one person or the other, and coercion doesn't really work very well for the long term. A pregnancy, which is its own kind of coercive factor, and we know that children, especially the first year of life, can be very disruptive to a marriage. They don't work as crazy glue. Trust me about this. Or I guess the third would be some kind of catastrophic event. Someone losing their job, someone losing their home, someone having a major illness. So all three of those things, coercion, a baby, or a major cataclysmic event, are going to be stressful to a relationship anyway. So it's a little bit misleading, but the idea being that if you've been together 5 years, why now? And if it's one of those three reasons, then you have a less than average chance of making your marriage work, which is a little upsetting. However, having said that, as I said, it's a different country, and because the study is about 10 years old, I think it's a somewhat different time. So take that with a grain of salt. I wouldn't take it as gospel, but I would take it as a cautionary tale. So two of you have been together 2 years. I don't know how the sex was at the beginning. That would be a helpful thing to know, whether it's always been a little bit perfunctory or didn't really meet your expectations, or I don't know the age of either of you. I don't know the marital history, the sexual history of either of you. But it's certainly true that that kind of can't keep your hands off of each other. We got to find a bed quickly. Last at most for about 6 months, and a lot of social scientists say that's being unduly optimistic. It probably lasts a couple of months at most. So, I don't know what your criteria is. I don't know what your history is. I don't know what your ages are, and all those extenuating circumstances. But having said that, as you know, I'm a great fan of date nights. I'm a great fan of trying to keep a marriage, trying to keep a relationship, let alone a marriage, fresh. And basically, what you're doing, if you think about it in a long-term committed relationship, is you're trading off long-term involvement and respect and deepening emotions for superficial fun. Now, the problem is superficial fun is fun. So the challenge then becomes, how do you keep the fun in a relationship as the novelty wears off? And then the answer is, well, put some more novelty in. And the answer is not another person, but different sexual positions, different sexual contexts. Have you ever noticed that people have great sex when they're on vacation? I think part of it is they've just changed the venue. I think reading to each other, reading sexy books to each other at night can work. Watching porn, assuming both of you like the same kind of porn. Making love in the backseat of the car, assuming you're not in a very well-lit parking lot. Trying sex in the shower. Giving each other a bath or whatever. I mean, doing things that are kind of different and fun and unexpected, so that you've injected a notion and a bit of novelty into a relationship so it feels new. Role playing, I think, can be good, that you take turns. There's the Right Stuff? I think that's what it was, which seems somehow exactly appropriate title for this. But when Sam Shepard is in a bar, and Jessica Lange comes up to him and pretends to seduce him, and they're husband and wife, but that they do a little bit of acting out, a little bit of role playing, a little bit of trying to keep the relationship new and exciting. Okay, so that's some of the techniques. In terms of the sex itself, I think both of you have to look and see what both of you want. And one of the ways of dealing with this is to say, all right, you be in charge of our sex life tonight, I'll do it tomorrow night, or vice versa. And I think if you're really smart, what you try and do is figure out something that is appealing to you, but also you think may appeal to your mate. I used to recommend Alex Comfort's The Joy of Sex because it was kind of the Sears Roebuck of all sorts of sexual ideas that probably wouldn't occur to most of us. If you can find it, I still think it's a good idea. But the idea being that sex is just giving and receiving pleasure. And so the idea being figuring out things that you want to do, figuring out things that might be interesting, making sure that both of you are comfortable with it. And one of the things we haven't talked about, and again, I don't know your ages or your sexual history, if men have experienced any kind of erectile dysfunction, it can make your sex life very, very complicated. And women tend to view it as their fault, and men tend to view it as women's fault, which is grossly unfair and will never solve anything. But for most of human history, men have been able to consult their plumbing and say, okay, tonight's the night. And now with women sort of saying, well, I want to have an active sex life as well, it's become a lot more complicated. But if the two of you can share a bank account and share a bathroom and share a bed, presumably you can share a conversation. If not, give me a call and see what I can do to help you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockitPocket.com. Or will you forget?
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, adorable. This is if you're going to call me in the next 20 minutes or so, call me now. All right, don't wait till the end of the program, because then I have to talk really fast, and we already know that I talk really fast. So, all right, so thought we'd talk about references that you've made to other people didn't quite understand. And I think... have you ever had that experience, Manny, where you were talking about something? I'll tell you one of my favorite ones recently, which is somebody was talking about the Beatles, and this, like, 20-year-old said, "Who's that?" I thought, wait a minute. It can't be that ancient history. I mean, we're talking about one of the best-selling. I mean, look, I didn't know. I wasn't around when Frank Sinatra was really singing, but I knew who Frank Sinatra was. I mean, I knew who Rudy Valley was, even though it wasn't, you know, certainly it was my grandparents' generation at best. And I knew who FDR was. I mean, so is it people just don't know anything about anything that didn't occur to them before Twitter was around? I don't know. So have you ever made a comment and people just look at you like, I don't know.
I can't even remember. This is so crazy. I can't remember what it was, because I just made it made a reference to something with my... Oh, okay. It was, I was talking with my nephew the other day, and my nephew just turned 13 years old.
Okay.
And he had just had an argument with his little brother, who's 8.
Okay.
And basically, you know, long story short, you know, the little brother made, you know, made the older brother upset, and the older brother, you know, reacted, and, you know, he just kind of let it get to him. And I pulled him aside, and I said, you know, you got to understand, you know, your little brother is, you know, he's 8, and, you know, he should know better on a lot of things, but the reality is you have to be the older sibling and have them show more maturity. And I said, you know, you have to play chess and instead of playing checkers. And he kind of looked at me like, what does that mean? And then I had to kind of explain it to him, like, well, with chess,
long term strategy.
Yeah. So, but that was a recent one that I can remember.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that was just last week. So it was pretty funny.
Trying to think, I was trying to explain to somebody what a centrifuge was. There are times where it's probably just not worth it. All right, let's see what other people had when you're trying to explain something to somebody. But the chess checkers one's a good one.
Yeah, it was just funny. He just kind of looked at me. He kind of tilted his head to the side, like, and he was kind of looking at me like, what does that mean?
You know what you should do?
It went from him being, like, just livid and just furious at his little brother to... Huh? Like, what does that mean? What are you talking about?
It was at least a really good distraction. You should take him to go see Pawn Sacrifice, which is the Bobby Fischer story, with Tobey Maguire playing Bobby Fischer.
Okay.
And it should still be around. It came out maybe a month or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll get a kick out of that.
Okay.
Yeah, because you could say, I mean, that would be a special outing just for the two of you. And it actually shows... how, you know, exactly your point of, you know, that how you have to think about it and why Bobby Fischer.
Yeah, because he asked me, he's like, well, what does that mean? And I said, well, basically it's a reference to saying that if you're playing chess, you're thinking ahead a little bit more instead of just making moves and jumping to a rash, you know, reaction to everything.
So. Well, and it shows both of those kinds of things. And how you have to think about it, and I mean, so it would be a fun outing for the two of you. Mm-hmm. So it's called Pawn Sacrifice, and Liev Schreiber plays Boris Spassky. Mm-hmm. It was also a very interesting history lesson because it was at a time where U.S. Russian diplomacy was at an all time low.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean it's. Yeah, I remember thinking I was when I was in Stockholm about, I guess this was like, you know, maybe 20 years ago now, maybe that long ago. And I remember talking to somebody and they said the history, you can only understand European history in the light of Russian history, that the Russians are basically the most resilient people on the face of the earth. And every 50 years there's a revolution. Every 50 years they get wiped out and they come back. And basically that's what we're talking about again. Because what 1965 was 50 years ago, and so we're talking about, and when the Berlin Wall didn't come down until what the 80s or something, but still,
it was like 88 or 89 when the Berlin Wall.
Came down. I just I saw the new Michael Moore movie, which doesn't come out till Christmas. But I will just tell you this up front that I've always felt a little iffy about Michael Moore. I think he's really bright, but I think sometimes his humor is really kind of patronizing and a little bit smarmy sometimes. And in this one, he's discovered. Not only all his brilliance, because he really is a good investigator, but his heart and his patriotism, and it's by far and away the best thing he's ever done. And he talks about being at the Berlin Wall and knocking it down. There's so many things in it, and it's a really, really wonderful movie. But it doesn't come out till Christmas time, and doesn't go wide until January. But I talked to him. I was at a party with him a couple days ago. And he said he'd come on the program, so that should be something to look forward to. And even people who think they don't like him, I think will like this movie a lot.
Hmm.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Okay, sorry. So we were just talking about things, too, that people didn't quite get the reference. And it's you know, there's also that issue about speaking a foreign language, which is the whole point, whether we're speaking the entire language or just an example that people just don't quite get. So let's hear what people said that people didn't quite get.
Just a couple of responses there. Donna says, not my circus, in reference to work drama.
I got no dog in this race.
Robert says, leave the gun, take the cannoli.
Was that from Goodfellas?
No, that's from The Godfather.
Is it?
Yeah.
What was it? The wedding scene?
No, it was.
At least I got the right genre. It's just the wrong movie.
Yeah, it was the scene where Clemenza is in the car and they drive out to the, I think it's like the cornfield or something like that, and Clemenza has one of the younger guys shoot another guy in the car, and then he looks over at the guy and says, leave the gun, take the cannoli.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's a scene from The Godfather. Yeah.
And that must be from Godfather 1.
Yep, the first one, yep.
Okay. Well, it's appropriate that we talk about the Volstead Act today as well, which is what gave the mafia their foothold in America.
Ellen says, the last one here, Ellen says, I grow old, I grow old. I shall wear the bottoms of my trousers rolled. Do I dare eat a peach? And I have no idea what that one is from.
Do I dare eat a peach? Well, I mean, all right, I don't know how we even looked that up. So yeah. She's right, I have no idea what she's talking about.
There you go, case in point, I guess.
I'm trying to think I grow old, I grow old. Here, I grow old. Let's see. The love song of J. Alfred Prufrock. I shall wear the bottoms of my trousers rolled. Shall I part my hair behind? Do I dare to eat a peach? It's from the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock.
Okay.
Pretty cool for me to be able to figure that out that quickly, right? I'm getting much better. Let us go then, you and I, when the evening is spread out against the sky, like a patient etherized upon a table. Let us go through certain half-deserted streets, the muttering retreats of restless nights and one-night cheap hotels, and sawdust restaurants with oyster shells, streets that follow like a tedious argument of insidious intent to lead you to an overwhelming question. Oh, do not ask, what is it? Let us go and make our visit. In the room of the women come and go, talking of Michelangelo. Let's see if I can get back to the final, I think it's the final stanza. Oh, man, it's long. Here we go. I grow old, I grow old. I shall wear the bottoms of my trousers rolled. Shall I part my hair behind? Do I dare to eat a peach? I shall wear white flannel trousers and walk upon the beach. I have heard the mermaids singing each to each. I do not think they will sing to me. I have seen them riding seaward on the waves, combing the white hair of the waves blown back. When the wind blows the water white and black, we have lingered in the chambers of the sea by sea girls wreathed with seaweed red and brown till human voices wake us and we drowned. Whoa! Not cheerful, but we did get it.
Yeah.
The love song of J. Alfred Prufrock, T.S. Eliot, 1920.
Pretty intense.
Did you have to read that in college?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, T.S. Eliot.
Hmm.
So there you go. Wasteland, which is... He was not a cheery guy. What can I tell you? But at least we got it. All right, so does she give us kudos for that, for finding it?
I think she should.
I mean, yeah, come on. I actually knew who J. Alfred Prufrock was. And I did know who T.S. Eliot was. I remember the Wasteland. There we go. All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery.
In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockitPocket.com. Or, will you forget?
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Friday, 855-993-7569. All right, in honor of the Big Apple Circus and my being the ringmaster, although the Big Apple Circus no longer has elephants, most circuses are now phasing elephants out, although I do have an elephant. It's not really a joke. If we have time, I'll tell you the story. When they told me about protesters and elephants, but let's hear what we've got about elephant jokes.
All right, we'll start with Matt. Matt says, "How can you tell if there's an elephant in your bed?"
I know this one. You're too close to the ceiling.
Actually, he has a different answer. He
okay,
says,
let's hear.
He says, "By the E on his pajamas."
That's a good one.
Ella says,
for the smell of peanuts on his breath.
That was actually one that I was going to get to.
Oh, okay.
Ella says, how do you fit four elephants in a car? Two in the front, two in the back. How do you fit five elephants in a car? Two in the front, two in the back, and one in the glove compartment.
I don't know why they're so funny. I just love them.
And then Genevieve says, why does an elephant wear sunglasses?
So he's not recognized?
Yep, because it didn't want to be recognized.
There, see? I'm I love these. All right, what else you got?
There's another one that I found that says, why can't elephants hitchhike?
They don't have thumbs?
Yep, because they don't have thumbs.
See, I'm good at this. No, I have that kind of stupid mind, let's face it.
Let's see.
All right, you want me to tell you, this is a true story that someone told me over the weekend. Because it used to be, the Barnum and Bailey Circus had elephants, and they would stop outside of New York, and then they would, the elephants overnight would hook up their tails to their trunks, and they'd go through the Midtown Tunnel. And everybody used to come in the middle of the night and watch the elephants parade into Madison Square Garden. This is a true story, before my time. But so somebody was telling me yesterday that because elephants are endangered and they're really smart animals, and it's probably not very fair to, you know, to train them and stuff like that. So they were telling about that I think Barnum and Bailey had like eight elephants, and they were in the train. And some protesters decided that they didn't like, this was a couple of years ago, that they didn't like the idea that the elephants were being trained. And so they chained themselves. There's a ramp, a very steep ramp, that the elephants would walk down. And because they had such big feet, the angle didn't really make any difference because they had such big feet and they could handle it beautifully. But the elephants, so these people, the elephants were all in the trunk, and these protesters handcuffed themselves together, and then they put plastic or something. They put some adhesive over the handcuffs so that they couldn't, be arrested. They couldn't get them apart. And so one of the trainers, apparently one of the elephants, was notorious for having bladder issues. And so they just put that elephant at the top of the ramp and had the elephant do its business down the ramp and just drench the protesters. Maybe you had to be there. Although it does bring up my very favorite elephant joke, which is an old one. I think my grandfather told me to it, about a guy who says to his best friend, you know, I got a job. You know, I'm working with the circus. And so he goes, and there's a big parade. And sure enough, there's his friend in a jumpsuit walking behind the elephants, cleaning up the poop. And as he's waving to his friend, one of the elephants lifts its tail and poops all over this guy. Can't believe I'm telling this joke. And afterward, they're having a beer together, and the friend says, you know, that's a world's worst job. I mean, you have to clean up poop. The elephant pooped on you. You need to find a better job. And his friend says, what, and give up showbiz? That's a great joke, man.
That is good. That is
especially
good.
For those of us who view that we're more or less in showbiz, right? Well, I didn't give up showbiz. All right, you got any more elephant jokes you want to share?
I have a couple more here. That
all right,
I
go ahead.
It starts out, why do ducks have flat feet?
Because elephants have stepped on them?
No, well, kind of. Why do ducks have flat feet? For stomping out forest fires. Or why do elephants have flat feet? For stomping out
ducks?
Burning ducks.
Why do I like these jokes so much?
Let's see. Here says, what did one elephant say to the other? The answer is nothing. Elephants can't talk.
Exactly. That's like, you know, if a plane crashed on the Canadian-American border, where would they bury the survivors? The answer is, you don't bury survivors.
Yeah. One here is, how do you stop a herd of charging elephants? Take away their credit cards.
There's what is it? How do you stop a mattress elephant? You drench him with water and let him bleed. But I don't think anybody knows what mattress is. That sort of falls into our category of talking about things. Do you know what mattress is?
Mm-mm.
See, Madras, my darling, when you were just a wee one, I guess it was preppies in the 70s, I guess, wore madras shorts, which were a plaid that was made in India. And when you washed them, the colors bled into one another, so they became softer and more beautiful. They were usually like rose and lavender and aqua, and preppies wore madras shorts. And sometimes jackets and stuff like that. So that was the joke of how do you stop a madras elephant. You squirt him with water and let him bleed.
Hmm.
Okay, you had to have been there. That falls into both categories, though. Do I get double credit
yes.
For statements that nobody has any idea what you're talking about and elephants all combined in one? See, Trevor would say that was a great segue. You're just going to say, all right, it's dumb. Fair enough. All right, you got any more elephant jokes for us to finish up? I'm having a great time with this. You guys may not be, but I am.
I've got one more.
One more. Okay.
Why did the elephant fall out of the tree?
Because he was pretending to be a nut. I don't know.
The hippo pushed it out.
Okay. What can I tell you? All righty. Do you know what my great theory is here? Is that we talked about this, and because the program is heard different times in different parts of the world and different countries, not to mention podcasts, we're going to get an outpouring of elephant jokes over the next couple of weeks. That's all right. I mean, the program tends, well, I would say evergreen, but we could just say an elephant never forgets in this particular context, right?
Yeah.
All right, that was boo. That's boo-worthy. Fair enough. You know, I think it's all right to boo me on that one. I don't actually even mind.
I won't boo you.
Thank you. Thank you. That's very loyal of you. All right. Here's and this isn't really a funny story. This is a true story. Is the lion turned the table on the illegal hunters by killing a man looking to shoot him? I mean, it's really hard to not take the elephant's point of view or the lion's point of view on that one, don't you think?
Well, I mean, an animal's going to defend itself, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, That's the way it goes. I mean, it's
well. They're called wild animals for they were hunting without lions.
Yeah.
Or without licenses, and they were attacked by a big cat at a private game farm. The idiot was 24. He was killed with two dogs who were accompanying the group. The other guys managed to climb in a tree. Another managed to escape. The others were mauled. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or will you forget?
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.